No, it's not the emoji. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to tell you about the aubergine sign. I was recently reading through a discharge summary and I read the phrase aubergine sign positive. Now I must be honest, but I have never heard of this sign before, but given I knew the context of the case to which it was referring, I instantly understood this sign and why it was so named. Interestingly, when you Google the sign, you do get a mix of medical articles alongside articles about emojis, but rest assured, this has nothing to do with text messages. Penile fracture is a rare urological emergency caused by trauma to the erect penis. While the term fracture might make the layperson believe the penis has a bone, it is used in this way as it is a rupturing of the tunica albuginea with resultant hemorrhage, and in some cases, urethral damage too. Patients will present having felt a popping noise, pain, loss of erection, and bruising, usually during sexual activity, but it can happen following a fall or other trauma. It is important that we identify these in urgent care and refer immediately to a urologist for surgical management. So what about this aubergine sign, or eggplant sign, depending on what country you're from? Well, if you've seen a penile fracture and you've seen an aubergine, the sign is fairly self-explanatory. Now, while this sign will not likely be a game changer for me in making the diagnosis of penile fracture, because really the history and appearance was sufficient before I learned of a named sign, it has at least prompted me to review this rare but important urological emergency. And while I might reference this sign when speaking with a urologist in making a referral, I think I will be very careful not to utter this sign within earshot of the patient or their family. Now, there is a brief mention of this sign on Radiopedia with a reference to the paper they got it from, so do check that out with a link in the show notes. And if anyone has any interesting signs that they would like to share with me, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.